everybody. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. I'm Kim.
And I'm Kyle. And where are the cheeseburgers at?
Why don't she make no American food?
Speak English when you're in America. Why isn't she barefoot in the kitchen? Making cheeseburgers. Or as we saw with Sam, what American food actually means is fried chicken, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese. I think I might have seen some coleslaw, but nobody was partaking.
No, my favorite, the Sam scene was by far my favorite scene this episode. I watched it 3 times. I thought it was so freaking hilarious. I loved it when Chitra's dad was like, "In Indonesia, sometimes we eat vegetables."
Sometimes food has flavor. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, this episode was so funny. I laughed a lot. I don't know if it's just the mood I'm in or what, but Clayton's mom and the Sam and Chitra meeting of the families, I loved it. I thought it was really funny.
The Sam and Chitra meeting of the families is really, that's a core 90 day, like that's the reason why people watch this show,
I think, is
seeing an Indonesian police officer get asked, is marijuana illegal there? Yeah.
While he's wearing sunglasses inside, I'm like, this man believes in aliens and he is stoned and it's okay. We're loving it.
We're not a big fan of marijuana, and also, you know, just a couple islands over, we literally murder you for having weed.
I know. I was thinking about the. I was like, I wonder if the, laws in Indonesia are similar to the Philippines. But I don't know anything about Indonesian drug law except for the dad mentioning it was a felony. So, it's pretty serious.
Singapore will hang you if you are a weed dealer.
Oh, geez. I didn't know that. Oof. I know Singapore is obviously extremely strict, but damn. I love how he prefaced it with yet, too. Sam's dad was like, "Oh, is marijuana legal there yet?"
Like, that's very optimistic. Like, sir, it's not legal in Missouri.
Isn't. I was curious about that too. I was like, did Missouri legalize weed? But I don't know a whole lot about the Kansas City or Missouri area. Love that they filmed Robin along
the tri-state area. Actually, yeah. What the fuck? They actually just legalized it like a year ago.
I love that they filmed Rob in a laundromat. I think that was like production trolling at its finest.
What the hell was that scene?
I don't know. I just assumed it was production messing with him because they hate him. And they were like, we're going to film you in a laundromat.
Am I just like so out of touch with the young folk, Kim? That is hanging out in a laundromat a thing with your brain? And it's one thing to like go do your fucking laundry and hang out. Like, I get that. But to invite your friends to the laundromat is something I wasn't aware of was a thing.
I mean, I guess if you all live in the same neighborhood and you're all like, I mean, it takes forever to do laundry. Like, I remember hanging out at the laundromat with my friends in college and stuff, you know, and in my 20s or whatnot. But
I guess.
I don't know. I would need somebody else. I mean, I don't know that this is a regular occurrence, but I loved it. And I just, the Clayton and Sam stuff this week was just gold. I mean, mom is, she's off a rocker. Like,
she's had enough and she's going to start expressing things very soon.
She already has. Let me ask you this, though. Does Clayton live with his mom or does mom live with Clayton?
I would guess the latter.
You think mom lives with Clayton because Brandy said, the sister, she's like, Clayton can't organize anything. I mean, he lives with our mom. And I'm like, wait a minute. My understanding was that mom somehow lost her housing and she moved into the closet.
Right.
But if Clayton moved into her place, that changes the conversation completely.
No, this is Clayton's place. He's the one that has an income. But I would not be surprised if Clayton dumped all of the kind of financial comings and goings of the day and paying the bills and stuff on his mom.
Fair enough. Yeah. I don't know. We saw a whole different side to mom this week, and it was kind of nasty. It was like, I get along with everybody. I don't have any issues, but, and then like followed by a litany of complaints. And they're in a small space. I'm surprised this argument stuff hasn't come to pass before, honestly.
Right. It's, I think the oddest thing about it, I mean, the speak American and cook American food. Okay. Whatever. That's just funny and bizarre. But it's really strange to me when these people just seem to be biologically incapable of understanding their son, or usually their son's spouse's perspective on anything. You know, how could anyone look at Clayton and think he's just my perfect baby angel? He's never done anything weird or wrong at all. And Annalise is just always bitching and complaining.
And making chicken and not beef, because he likes beef.
What a goddamn bitch.
I'll tell you what I'm excited for, though. And I have a feeling we're not going to get it next week. I feel like next week they're going to skip Clayton and Annalise. I don't know why. But that stripper that Brandy.
Oh, my God.
It cracks me up that she's like, we're just going to like have a couple girls over and sit around a fire and drink wine. And Annalise is so disappointed. And then we find out Brandy's ordered a fucking party bus and a stripper with like some sort of hot pink condom over his dick. And he is like swinging that thing around in her face. I cannot wait to see this. She loves it.
I don't think that's his dick.
Oh, is that like a strap-on?
It's got to be a strap-on. There's
like
no
blurred
fucking
it
way.
Out. You couldn't get a good look. We'll have
There's
to consult
no fucking
Matt
way.
Poodle.
There's no way.
It's so funny, whatever it is. He's like swinging it. It is like a feat of acrobatics.
Look, I have to admit, I'm speaking from a position of ignorance because I have never like mainlined Viagra right into my cock. But I don't know. Like, it just seems bizarre that you could just keep at full, even if his dick is really that big, to keep at full staff for hours like that and just have people manhandle your pink pecker. It's crazy to me.
Well, you have a week or two to, you know, do some research and get back to us, okay?
Okay, new segment, Cockmatics.
All right, let's talk Ashley and Manuel. Money, money, money. What causes most divorces? And that's all they're talking about, even at Niagara Falls. Don't know why.
Ashley is... The thing that drives me the most crazy about Ashley is that she does this thing where she will clearly start a conversation that is either directly going to lead to a fight or like just related to something that triggers the other. And then when Manuel takes the bait and starts fighting, she says, "You started it." Why did you start fighting? This can't believe guy. That you want to fight at Niagara Falls. And it's like, you're the one, like, she definitely started this by saying, you know, she looked right at him and said, "Are you ready to adapt to life in the United States?" We know what that fucking means.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a heavy thing to say when you just arrive at the falls, too.
Yeah. That's a conversation over a glass of wine after you've had sex.
Yes, and after you've had a good day.
Right.
I don't know.
Get the good day part done first.
They just, that's what they can't do here. They can never just have a nice time, have fun together. Although I guess at the end of the episode, it does look like they're having fun together. I will say, when Manuel gets excited, which is usually when he's being taken to a body of water, whether it be a lake, a beach, or a river, or waterfall.
Excellent observation.
It's quite endearing. The man likes water.
It's cute.
Yeah. He's like, I'm so excited. Like, oh, I can't believe it. I never dreamed that I would be here. I'm like,
I want to kiss her feet.
It's so cute. I'm like, dude, you're in Guayaquil. Like, can't you just like go to Evelyn and Corey's beach bar down in Pigtown? They'll be happy to have you.
Niagara Falls is something that I would love to see, but I'm not going to go out of my way to see it. You know what I mean?
I've never been there. Never been there.
I've never been outside Manhattan. Well, I've been to Brooklyn, in New York. And yeah, like if I found myself in the Rochester, Buffalo, tri-state area, yeah, I'd go check it out. But it's just funny that I didn't really realize that Niagara Falls had such worldwide appeal, and really, it seems like it's really speaking to Manuel's soul, and it's cute.
I think it's really famous. He called it one of the seven wonders of the world. I don't think so. It's like the pyramids. Like, I don't think.
Maybe
one of the seven natural wonders of the world.
Yes, exactly. This is a Kim and Kyle Learn America segment coming at you.
Oh, writing it down.
Thank you.
Seven wonders. I wrote down another note from B-Sides on Tuesday, but I already forgot what it was. So so we'll do this one. Yeah, he's pumped. He wants to kiss Ashley's feet. He's just like so excited. I think he likes to be outside. He says like, oh, the national park.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If they can get this money thing just at least genuinely backburnered, like we can deal with that later. I feel like all Ashley would have to do to make Manuel's life just so blissful is get in a van and just tour our national parks. Blow his fucking mind at Yellowstone or something.
Can you imagine? Have you ever been to like a campground in some of the big national parks in the summertime?
Yes.
You know, like the RV people, you
have to cut a bitch sometimes.
And they like all know each other and they're just like driving around in their RVs, like homeschooling their kids and like hanging out together.
Polish father-in-law had a run-in with RV people, and it's one of the reasons he abandoned van life, Kim. I'm dead serious.
I believe that, but I think Manuel would love that. I think he would love that lifestyle. It's simple. You can't fit that much stuff in an RV. You can't really spend any money because there's nowhere to go. And you hang out with other people. I think that he would be well suited for it.
Yeah, I think so.
That's your future, Manuel.
Cooking American food on the campfire.
Cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your opinion about Manuel saying, like, Ashley has this line where I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. He's saying, you're just spending, spending, spending. And she says, well, you had over a year to save money to come to the United States and you didn't save. And I'm kind of with Manuel here where what's he going to save a few pennies and then bring it to the US where the money isn't worth as much? And he's like, this is where the money's at. I was just working to send every penny back to my family. I'm not going to save a few bucks to bring here. It won't even go that far.
In the past, we've talked about how even if Ashley does spend too much money, which we have no fucking idea.
Yeah.
You know, if she spends too much money based on her income, which again, no clue. Manuel doesn't understand that. This shows a just massive, total, I don't know if this is just a cultural ignorance or they just have no idea what the other person's life was like before he came. Absolutely nothing at all.
None.
I feel like every single argument that they have would have been quashed if she had gone out there for like 2 weeks and stayed with him at his house and like met his kids and hung out with his kids and just saw how he lived his everyday life.
She did go to Ecuador several times, but they didn't. It was on Manuel.
It was bang trips.
He never took her to his family, but that's on him. Right. He did that on, she wanted to, but he never. I don't know why he insisted on not introducing her to his family. Why didn't he hit her and show her from his mom
and
his kids? But like, I agree with you. If she saw how, you know, what was his life like, so she can just identify a little bit more with how he's feeling, it would go have gone a long way. She's never even met his kids on video chat.
If he was making money in Ecuador before going to the US, why would he bring it to the US? He would be making money ahead of time to give to his kids because he knew he wouldn't be able to fucking work.
I know. They have not discussed this. They haven't discussed, like, they just don't, they only bang. They don't talk about like, hey, this is how much I was sending my kids every month. I need to continue to do that. How are we going to do that? I'm not going to be able to work. You're going to have to send this money. Can you do that? Are you able? They've never discussed it.
It's Manuel's just like on the trolling pie. Her when she comes up, when he walks away, he runs off. She follows him and says, why are you walking away? And he looks at her straight in the face and deadpans like, well, you wanted to stay over there. It's like, oh my fucking God, he's such a troll.
There's also a point when they're on the boat where he complains that there's like too much sun.
Too much sun.
Like, oh, the sun, it's too much. I was like, what? It was funny. Manuel's great because, again, this is real because no production assistant can tell Manuel what to do or what to say.
Yeah, I know.
This man is off the cuff. Like,
they have to do is make sure he's near ocean, lake, mm-hmm. or yet to be seen how he feels about a river, and then bang him, give him a handy, take him to the lake, and you could get away. You could spend all the money that they have. I bet.
Find a you public bathroom. All, you're set.
You could buy all sorts of love potions at the store and brouha, etc. Magic.
I just, again, these two, similar to like the scene that they had with Nikki and Igor, they like sit down after the fight, reaffirm their love, and then they have a great boat ride. And Manuel looks like he's like in seventh heaven. They don't solve any problems.
Solve.
I mean,
solve
Ashley,
with this dick.
Ashley does make a good point also that she's like, yeah, it seems like I'm spending a ton of money right now because I'm planning a wedding and I'm paying for it.
Totally.
But they didn't discuss that either or like agree on how much should they spend on the wedding. I mean, he doesn't even want to go to Florida.
He's going to be horrified when he finds out how much even stuff like flowers costs. He's going to lose his shit.
Oh my God. He is. Yeah, absolutely. I guarantee you they're spending more on the wedding than they're earning by being on the show.
They're going to spend more on the wedding than he makes in probably multiple years in Ecuador. And he's going to freak the fuck out.
Yeah, depending on how fancy this wedding is. Again, we know nothing about this wedding except for they tried to buy plane tickets to go to Florida.
I think she found a dress. We had a dress scene with her, I think.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but is it just the two of them on the beach with like a couple, like her mom and her sister, or is this like 100 people are coming? And
looks like they're gonna get fucked up on a boat. Are they gonna get married on a boat? I mean, that would track. That's really smart on Ashley's part. Get him by the water. It looks like he's gonna be so happy that it kind of turns back around and he remembers his kids and then gets sad because he's so happy on the boat.
I think it's like a drunk, happy, sad. Yeah,
I've been there.
Yeah, me too. You know, I wish my kids were here.
I've been drunk, happy, sad on a boat, actually.
Same. I mean, is there any other way to be on a boat? I feel like the only time I'm ever drunk is on a boat. That's there's no other way to exist on a boat, Kyle.
God.
All right. Too much sun.
Too much.
We talk a lot about betting on this podcast. You know, Sophie just wants a nice duvet, guys. What's the big deal? And Sam, I mean, he can't even make his bed, which is a travesty. As I've mentioned many times, I'm really extremely particular about my bedding. And I just like having my bed look nice and feel nice every day. I mean, you spend like 30% of your life in bed, so it's kind of important. Well, I recently got some new sheets from Boll & Branch. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. And now imagine them getting even softer every time you wash them. With Boll & Branch sheets, you can discover this new level of softness. In a recent customer survey, 96% said that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. The sheets are made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and a buttery and breathable weave that gets softer and softer over time. And you can feel the difference with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. Like I said, I got some new Boll & Branch sheets recently, and my husband and I are very particular about our bedding. These sheets, they're just so soft. I don't know how else to say it. They look amazing. We've always gotten this like really boring kind of cream color for our sheets, but Boll & Branch has a new color they just released called Oak. It's gorgeous. It's like a darker, it's kind of brown with a little bit of green perhaps, but it's just a nice alternative to, you know, boring white or cream sheet. And we are really loving it. And I just really like that Boll & Branch doesn't use any harsh chemicals. I'm really sensitive to that. I was floored to learn that a lot of bedding is made with chemicals like formaldehyde and synthetic pesticides, toxic dyes, but never at Boll & Branch. And they just do really look and feel luxurious. Like my bed looks like it's out of a magazine. And every time we wash them, they just keep getting better, which is wild. I mean, maybe we could actually get Sam and Rob to wash their bedding if it actually got softer and more buttery every time they washed it. Boll & Branch sheets are made with the rarest 100% organic cotton and are completely free from toxins. And they're loved by millions of sleepers, over 11,000 reviews. So sleep better at night with the softest sheets from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your first order when you use promo code CRAYCRAY at BollAndBranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch, and Branch.com, and use promo code CRAYCRAY to get 15% off your first order. Some exclusions apply. See site for details.
As many of you know, I've been trying to cut back on sugar and food in general, and Magic Spoon makes that easier than ever. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts of being a kid. I definitely ate cereal all the time as a kid. My son does now, but as I got older, I had to watch out for sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but high protein and less sugar. Check out the Magic Spoon variety pack, which includes four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. This pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories a serving. It's high protein, has 0 grams of sugar, and it's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, and soy-free. My favorite flavor is frosted, but my wife loves the fruity. Go to magicspoon.com/craycray to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code CRAYCRAY at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, start the new year off right with a delicious bowl of high protein cereal at magicspoon.com/craycray and use the code CRAYCRAY to save $5. Thank you, Magic Spoons, for sponsoring this episode.
Let's move on to Chino and Chess.
do you wash your carrots for like 5 minutes before you chop them or it looked like they were just washing the carrots and then going right to chopping. Nope, no peeling. Okay, you don't peel.
I don't peel. I wash. Let me specify. This is with organic carrots because I don't know what kind of pesticides are on non-organic carrots. But yeah, I don't understand the purpose of peeling.
I peel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I peel and then wash.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's smart.
I think it's just there's two. 'Cause we get most of our vegetables from like local farms whenever we can. You know, in the middle of winter, it's been a little rough, but it's just like most of the time we get carrots that are just like fucking covered in dirt, and I just feel like forever unclean just by like scrubbing them.
I have to get a vegetable brush.
I have something like almost like a metal scrubber almost mm-hmm. for that type of thing, but it's just never enough. I got to get that like lumpy, weird looking knobs off. You know what I mean? I just am not into it. I can't do it.
That's fair enough. Yeah. I mean, I should specify also that whenever I am cutting carrots, I'm usually putting them in like an Instant Pot or a crock pot, something where they're going to cook and like anything is going to be killed, you know, like bacteria.
I sometimes will just eat a raw carrot just straight up and I'm not going to do the skin.
No. Yeah. I would peel that. For that, yeah. I would peel. If it's like a raw carrot or a salad carrot, I would peel.
All right, moving on.
Sorry,
Half of this scene was just Jasmine very sinisterly chopping carrots and Gino just washing carrots like he's stroking a dick the entire fucking scene.
Well, Kyle, now they have the proper equipment, so they're able to do this kind of thing with vegetables.
They have that knife looked like a piece of shit. Yeah. She had to saw the carrots with that crappy serrated like Bed Bath and Beyond knife.
Get a real knife, Gino. You're a goddamn engineer. God.
He just doesn't cook.
Dan gave her that butt implant money because he's an altruist, Kyle. This is basically totally. Charity. You know, hurricane relief, save the children, paying for your ex-girlfriend's butt implants. It's all the same. I mean, Gino, I would be upset. Like, would you be upset if your wife's ex-boyfriend paid for 20% of her new butt?
Yes. Yes.
even if it was charity?
Yeah. Look, even if it wasn't an ex-boyfriend, it just feels really strange to have someone give your wife money and say it's charity. Like that, I'm sure that makes him feel like a real big man, you know?
Awful. You know what's more awful? Like, Gino is so boo-hurt by the fact that Jasmine's still in touch with Dan/Dane that he somehow like victim blames her for sending his ex-girlfriend naked photos of her like 3 years ago.
How stupid do you have to be to even go in that fucking state? The country of ex-girlfriend should be avoided. And it should not be that difficult to not bring it up. And if she brings it up, deflect or just say, mumble, I'm sorry, and leave the room for 30 minutes.
What a fucking idiot. Yeah, this is like, he's like, well, did you provoke her? Like, if you didn't watch the episode, Gino basically says that, well, Jasmine, you probably provoked her. And that's why she's like sent your naked pictures around to everybody on the internet. Jasmine's like, you fucking asshole.
Fucking skin you with this shitty serrated knife slowly.
Although I have to say, getting that flashback, Gino looks so much older. He's aged very rapidly, like a U.S. president. Yeah.
Does anyone believe that Jasmine didn't say some wild shit to this woman, though? Of course she did. Yeah. But for Gino to bring that up is the way that he's doing it is to victim blame and lash out. You know what I mean? He's not actually looking for some kind of justification from his ex or something. It's all just to make her feel like shit because he's mad about the Dane butt. Try and buy a butt. You need charity to do it. So I'm mad now.
It's too bad this butt charity wasn't around when Fernanda needed a butt during the tell-all of season 6.
Honestly, she could have started a GoFundMe and it would have gotten funded and we wouldn't be in this situation.
You're probably right. You are right. I'm surprised that no cast member has started a GoFundMe to pay for like plastic surgery. They should.
What? Just put it out there. Don't even lie.
Yeah. I mean, why not?
Just be honest.
Yeah. This like they end up screaming at each other. This is where they always go, Gino and Jasmine, which I don't understand. It's like when you get mad at your spouse, you immediately go to a place where you're like, well, fucking my ex was better than fucking you.
And I wish I would have fucked him more. And
you know, fuck good.
I wish we would have fucked like we used to.
It's so confusing. I'm like, why are we
so stupid?
We went here last season and it did not end well. Maybe avoid this type of confrontation.
I think we've gone there this season already, at least one time.
You're probably right.
It's just like for any normal couple that has any non-toxic, horrific couple, this is the end. This is the end of the relationship. When someone says, I wish I would have fucked my ex like we used to before I came here, that's the end of a relationship. It's
done.
Over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad. I mean,
it's also the end to say, what did you say to my ex-wife to make her send all of your naked pics everywhere? I mean, that's the end also.
Yeah. Actually, for me, it would have been the sending of my nudes. To right. your ex-girlfriend. I mean, that's where it should have ended, let's be honest. But here we are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we end their segment with a voicemail that Jasmine leaves for Dan / Dane that is definitely not real. Definitely not real. It's like, thanks for the $2,000 for the butt, but I can't talk to you anymore. Have a nice life.
Really weird message. And also just such a dramatic tone shift. It was like frightening almost to behold. Like 5 minutes ago, they're screaming at each other that they want to fuck. I want to fucking die, Gino. I will fuck my ex-boyfriend like we used to. I hate you. I could never marry you. Hi, Dane. Thank you so much for paying for my new asshole, but my husband has a really tiny dick and he doesn't want me to talk to you anymore. So thank you. Goodbye. You're a great person. Have a nice life.
Our exes are dead to us, Gino. They die.
I want to get to the meat of the episode, though. We'll do Clayton and Anneli, and then we'll finish up strong with Sam and Chitra. Can't wait to talk about Sam. Clayton and Anneli, are we shopping for guinea pig clothes? Is that what we are doing? And is Clayton referring to a body part of the guinea pig as a little chunker? I just can't.
Buying hats for guinea pigs.
Vest. Seemingly also a vest.
This is why Manuel hates American culture.
It is still unclear if Anneli requested guinea pigs to eat at the wedding or if she requested a man in a guinea pig costume. I thought it was the latter. I am 80% certain it was a man in a guinea pig costume, but other people wrote in and told me she was requesting guinea pigs to eat.
Baby, can you check on the food in the back of the car? Oh, I mean the guinea pigs. Sorry.
You cannot have live guinea pigs for fun at a wedding and then also eat the same animal. It's like being at the Red Lobster and seeing the lobsters in the fish tank and then like eating them later.
But that's what you do, isn't it?
Yeah, but like at Red Lobster.
There's a time and a place for looking at your guinea pig before you slaughter and eat it. Is what you're saying.
Exactly. You don't have to like pick it out. Yeah. It's only with seafood. Just anyone can officiate a wedding, though. Even the guinea pig could officiate. Why not?
Anyone, fuck it.
Are we thinking there's gonna be a bilingual person just like hanging around
of
too?
Of course
like,
not. Well, maybe.
Nobody's thought about this. I don't know.
Yeah, they either have to. When Clayton says anyone can do it, I guess that is extra insulting because if you're Anneli, you're like, okay, are they going to speak Spanish?
Who's coming to this wedding? Clayton has one friend and he lives in San Diego.
Guinea pigs, Kim. God.
It's just like, who the fuck's going to be there? Closet mom, Brandy, dude Cameron. From San Diego, Cameron, and maybe his girlfriend. And then like Annalie. That's it.
Maybe some furries from RuneScape are going to show up.
There's the dude. Dressed that's in guinea what the pig. Guy in the guinea pig costume was for.
Start cornholing each other in their guinea pig costumes.
Moving on. I don't have a problem with Annalie, but
where are the cheeseburgers at? I need some mashed potatoes, and I don't want to do them dishes.
Cook something American at least once a week. Maybe ask your husband what he likes. I ain't
never even seen her drink a Yingling yet.
I don't have a problem with nobody, but all I hear is Spanish.
Who the fuck would rather eat American food than Peruvian food? What
no
is wrong?
No person on this earth.
Is, by the way, Peruvian food is like rice, chicken, French fries.
And like delicious sauces, I would imagine.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
It's like cheese. There's a lot of like Peruvian food is really unique because of like a lot of influences from other countries. Some of that history is very dark. But if you went to a Peruvian restaurant and you were the most like red-blooded, boring ass, picky eater American, you can literally just get a plate of potatoes, cheese, chicken and rice and just go to fucking town.
Annalie, you want to come to my house and cook me Peruvian food every damn day? I'm cool. I don't need any cheeseburgers. I don't know. I mean, like, I guess in the summertime, if you have like a cookout, I don't make cheeseburgers on the reg, like in my house inside.
I will grill. But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'll grill, but like, yeah. I don't know. Closet mom just has a weird. What is American food? She mean like pizza? Like,
I think she really just the only thing, the only example she gives is cheeseburgers.
She said he likes beef.
Yeah. Look, American food means nothing to me.
No. Nothing to me either.
But you need to be more specific. Now, if she would have said, I wish Annalie would make some Texas barbecue.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how you expect her to like actually pull that off with just an oven inside of a little condo. But okay, we can move past that. If you say, I want some like Southern food, like I want fried chicken. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now we're getting somewhere.
I want
you know?
Greens. Yeah. Yeah. Or like I want a Thanksgiving dinner. I want... you know, roast or something like that. I bet
even something that is like maybe more controversial, like Annalie, make us some Tex-Mex, you know, like, okay.
I loved it when Annalie said, you know, they're talking shit about me not knowing English. And she really expects me just to pick it up super fast. But if Closet Mom went to Peru, something tells me that she would speak absolutely no Spanish in the same amount
of
time.
Are you fucking kidding me? Of course. Of course. Closet Mom has a lot of like unacknowledged, just it's the American superiority complex. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess the she would probably just say, well, you're in America, speak English. But I think Annalie nails it. If Clayton and Mom Clayton went to Peru, you're never going to catch her speaking one word of Spanish.
No way.
They're just going to speak English to each other.
Clayton's Spanish is good. I will give him that. It's very good. I think it's maybe the best that we've seen of a significant other. I hate saying something nice about Clayton, but it's true.
Like, I think it's fair to wonder if Annalie is ever going to make an effort to learn English, considering she's ostensibly moving to the United States, right? Well, if she wants to be successful, it's going to help a lot.
If you move to any country, I don't care if it's, you know, Libby moving to Moldova or Annalie moving to Kentucky, you want to speak the local language of where you live. It just makes your life not only easier, but just opens up opportunities and you're happier. Honestly,
yeah.
I mean, I worry about Kenny and Armando because, and Kenny has expressed that his, you know, he's dyslexic and it really impedes his ability to learn language. But I mean, we saw in their recent season that it's challenging for him because he doesn't know Spanish. And I don't know, it's a lot easier to live in a place when you speak the language, full stop.
Of course. And Clayton just doesn't seem like he is doing anything to facilitate that. He kind of just jumps to, I wish you would speak English more, instead of,
yeah,
how can I help you to, should I speak English to you more and help you understand what I'm saying? I know that's a lot of effort, but you're marrying this person and I presume you want her to have a decent job one day.
He has no friends. Like, it's not like she can go out in a social setting and practice. I mean, I guess she could make her own friends, but I don't think there's a lot of social opportunities for her to practice English.
If she made her own friends, they would probably be Spanish speakers and then they would just speak Spanish to each other.
Yeah. It's so irritating how Clayton approaches the entire wedding planning, though. He's like, well, you didn't plan anything. She's like, if you would have given me a list, I would have planned. He's, well, you don't speak English. She's like, well, I can email people and text people and use the translation function to email and text people. Also, I can find somebody to do my makeup and hair that speaks Spanish.
That's a problem. Brandy can do your makeup. And, you know, oh, Brandy can be our officiant, and Brandy can find a llama, and, you know, Brandy will tailor my suit, and...
I love the Brandy wedding update is great. She's like, okay, let's regroup in this Airbnb in Indiana.
Brandy can find a guy with a big dick to swing it in your face.
She couldn't get the alpaca, but she delivered on Big Dick Stripper. So, hey, Brandy, priorities. We're here.
There's probably more Big Dick Strippers in Indiana than alpacas. Maybe it's an alpaca hub. I don't know. Kim and Kyle are in America. Take note.
What's Clayton done? He's managed to get plates. That's the end of the list. That's all he's done.
Kim,
that's it.
I don't know why we're having this conversation. He's logical and she's emotional. He's from Mars and she's from Venus.
Sorry, we missed something about Closet Mom. Closet Mom says, I could teach her to make American food, but she's never asked me. And I'm like, lady.
Have you asked her to learn how to make Peruvian food?
Look, I know I'm being really mean to Closet Mom this episode. That is not a person that I would ask any questions or advice about food handling. I'm sorry. That woman is a hoarder.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, totally. It's just, no, it's
just
not
12-year-old granola bars in a box.
Yeah. I'm not asking that woman for food advice. It's just not happening.
And also, if they cook a cheeseburger, you hinted at this kind of earlier. If Annalie were to cook a cheeseburger, she would have to cook it on like a pan, and it's just going to be like shitty.
I mean, does Mom literally mean like, let's go to Costco and get frozen food and put it in the oven? Because that's essentially what Clayton made for her when they were on vacation in San Diego. Remember the breakfast sandwich?
Yeah. A frozen croissant.
They say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and HelloFresh agrees. In fact, they're giving all subscribers free breakfast for life. That means you'll enjoy a totally free breakfast item with every single HelloFresh delivery. Now, that's worth waking up early for. Each HelloFresh box is packed with farm-fresh ingredients, and everything arrives pre-portioned right to your doorstep for less hassle and less wasted food. I'm extremely busy with two kids, grocery shopping. It can be really hard and just tedious. And I usually end up making the same things over and over again just because it's easy. And I really hate wasting food. So if a recipe calls for some like weird esoteric ingredient, but I only need a tablespoon of it, I just hate wasting the rest of the jar. And I just find I have all these expired jars of like weird ingredients in my fridge. HelloFresh saves me time by going to the store because I don't have to go to the grocery store anymore, but it also means I never waste food. But more than anything, I love that HelloFresh just honestly saves me brain space. I don't even really know what to call it, but meaning I never have to come up with ideas for what to make for dinner for my family. It's just really nice to come home. The recipe cards are there waiting for me. All the ingredients are pre-portioned. And as I'm recording this, my husband has been put in charge of making HelloFresh chicken enchiladas. And I know he'll actually be able to accomplish this because everything's pre-portioned and measured for him. And the recipe card is all completely written out with instructions. So what are you waiting for? Go to HelloFresh.com/CrayCrayFree and use code CrayCrayFree for free breakfast for life. That's one breakfast item per box while subscription is active. I got some muffins and I also got these little egg bites that were very tasty. So go to HelloFresh.com/CrayCrayFree. That's CrayCrayFree. And that's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/CrayCrayFree with code CrayCrayFree. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's the new year, and as Kim and I have talked about on the podcast, we don't really believe in New Year's resolutions. Instead, why not think about things you want to keep doing this year? Every year in January, we all get obsessed with how to change ourselves instead of just expanding on what we've already been doing right. Maybe you finally organize one part of your life and you want to be able to tackle another. Therapy helps you find your strengths so you can ditch the extreme resolutions and make changes that really stick. If you've been a listener for a long time, you know that I've been in therapy here and there to deal with my own personal struggles with depression. And I found it extremely useful just to dish it all out and get it all out there at the minimum. And BetterHelp has given me the tools to be able to manage that in my life. Because I don't live in a big city anymore, also, it can be hard to find a local therapist that isn't super far away and that actually fits my schedule. I found that having time set aside every week to talk through challenges in my life has been really helpful for me. Therapy can help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Celebrate the progress you've already made. Visit BetterHelp.com/CrayCray today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/CrayCray. Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Well, more American food with Sam. I've talked about how Chuck Norris somehow is still big in Poland. It's fucking hysterical that Chuck Norris gets brought up and everyone knows exactly who he is and he's associated with horses. It's so great.
Yeah. Isn't it Chitra's dad that says, like, I want to go horseback riding in the mountains? And Chitra's like, you're going to be sorely disappointed, sir.
There are no
mountains here.
No.
We're going to eat KFC on paper plates at Alien Dad's house. So.
Yep. We're going to eat KFC. We're going to talk about marijuana. Welcome to the United States.
I loved watching like her sisters and her dad literally take like a tablespoon of each item. And they look scared to eat it. One sister has one sad chicken leg on her plate and nothing else.
It's rough. Obviously, like, they didn't cook any of that, right? So they went out and got I don't know if it's KFC. I'm not a KFC enjoyer, so I can't like pinpoint, oh yeah, they got KFC, but it didn't look that good. And it's just like, it's so crazy to me that you have these people that are coming to the United States for the first time for your wedding. You're marrying like this guy's daughter. And you just go out and get the shittiest takeout imaginable for their first meal in the United States with when you meet like his dad, and it's just, oh, man.
Not only that, Kyle, the house. That house a fucking disaster.
I know, man. Like, I'm sure there's, what town do they live in? What's the name of the town? I don't know. They live in the middle of fucking nowhere, Missouri. I'm willing to believe there aren't a ton of fantastic options, right? Okay, fine. But man, they really, it looks like they went to Cracker Barrel.
Yeah. I mean, when I say the house is a disaster, it did look like Alien Dad made at least an effort to clean up the living room. But yeah, like the kitchen was so cluttered. I don't know. Kitchens are just different in the States. But Sam's room, he didn't even make the bed, Kyle. He didn't even make the bed. And he's sitting there saying, oh, I'm really nervous about impressing her dad. How about start with making your bed? Like, it's like simple shit. I mean, how? Or am I just a brat about like cleanliness? I don't know.
Well, yeah, you are. But I think it's what you don't want is you don't want your place to be noticeably messy, right? You just want it to be where no one thinks about it.
Yeah.
That's how I clean.
That's fine.
As long as no one sees. It's like the Jenny school of cleaning. Just sweep it over there and put a plant on it.
I don't know if they're just really oblivious to, they think the house, like Sam thinks that is clean.
I think that's how they live. And Sam has basically never left this small town except the one time he went to Indonesia. And I just think those are his examples, you know, although his mom's house seemed really clean.
It did. They had just moved in though. I didn't think they've even unpacked yet. That's why. Okay. Chidra's dad, though, when Alien Dad's like, so what do you think about the U.S.? And he's like, it's really far from Indonesia. Yeah.
Cool.
Food's different. He doesn't say one positive thing. Then he just asks if all Sam eats is potatoes.
Which, I mean, we've both met people that basically do. Food very different. Food have more vegetables and flavor in Indonesia.
Yeah, in Sam Indonesia thinks, we eat vegetables.
Sam just thinks that the food is exactly the same. It's just spicier. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's so confusing. The family just staring abysmally at their paper plates and like kind of forking over. And even Sam and his dad describe them like eating like aliens would eat strange food. It was so accurate. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're picking at it like it's going to like start talking to you.
And then we get Alien Dad just talking shit about Sam in the funniest way. Like, I had 5 kids and man, this is the only fuck up I had. I mean, oof. Now let's talk about weed. Is it legal in Indonesia yet?
I had 4 kids that made something of themselves. And then Sam, what a piece of shit. I mean, for Christ's sake, he has a neck tattoo. What else do I need to say? Thank God for Citra not banging him so that we got to this point.
And then the best part is that like Citra has like several things to choose from because he makes a long speech and then she has to translate it. She could have translated the rant about all the other stuff, but she specifically translates the piece about, oh, he was really worried because Sam's super irresponsible, but now he knows me and he's fine with it. That is not a way to put your dad's mind at ease, girl. Like, now he's worried. It seems like dad wants to literally postpone the wedding until after Sam has this, I don't know if you call it a trial or a
arraignment hearing. Yeah. I don't think that's crazy.
No.
But, you know, listen, gotta get married so he can put it in. What are you gonna do?
Yeah. Oh, these two are so horny.
Is it illegal over there? No.
I mean, Alien Dad is stoned all the time, right? He's been wearing sunglasses in like 90% of the scenes that we've seen him.
If you had five kids and one of them was Sam and you weren't stoned all the time, I'd be really, I would like need to do a wellness check and make sure there's no firearms in the house or something.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So you gotta be
real fucking high. How is he going to talk to the aliens on your roof?
Yeah.
Fucking your lawn up, you know?
Yeah, we don't know. I love that none of her family said anything positive about America. They're so confused about what's happening. They don't want them to get married. But I don't know. I think Indonesian dad is spewing a bunch of bullshit because, as we know, spoiler, Chitra's sister is engaged or has already married Sam's brother. So clearly they're not that worried.
This whole situation. Yeah.
I think so. Then we like tell Indonesian dad about Sam's crime, which is not really translated or explained very well. I mean, Citra just says he had a painkiller.
It's she also really like half truths. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's Suboxone. It's part of his, you know, weaning him off or like helping with his addiction issues. I think dad has the right to be really worried about Sam going to jail. He's like, what happens? Like, what's going to happen to my daughter? How is she going to like survive? What? Where is she going to live?
You're going to live with that alien stoned dad? Alien motherfucker all the time?
Exactly. So.
Well, he's got four other brothers. Maybe we can pawn him off.
Four other siblings. We don't know if they're all brothers.
Oh, that's
true. And one of them's taken. By the sister. Yeah. So, oh, this is just the whole scene I thought was just really funny. No flavor. Family not impressed. The sisters look disgusted. It's great.
Did you notice that when her dad said, if you ever do drugs, he actually specified illegal drugs. If you ever do illegal drugs, I'll never let you marry my daughter. And as we learned at the beginning of this podcast, weed's perfectly legal in Missouri, Kim.
Yeah.
So now we need to, we really need to understand how much of a federalist her dad is before we can really make a final judgment here.
Also, it's pretty clear these two are going to get married in the next few days. So yeah. What are you going to do? Like, you find out Sam's doing drugs 3 years from now. You going to come get Chitra and take her home?
Come get her. She's going to run off.
Like, I don't know.
Chitra seems cool. I think she's down to like to fucking get ripped out of her face as soon as her dad leaves.
Too.
She's going to light up a J with fucking Indonesia with alien dad for sure. She seems so chill.
She really does. I like her a lot. Confused about her attraction to Sam, but you know, teach her own.
Yeah.
So, and did we miss anything?
No, I think we covered it.
I liked this episode. I thought it was really funny. I love the Sam stuff. I want more Alien Dad. There, you know that like really old Saturday Night Live skit about the cowbell? Well, where Will Ferrell's like, I mean, more cowbell.
Of course, yes.
I want more Alien Dad. And for Diaries, more corny. Just never enough corny and never enough Absolutely. Alien Dad. I want them both on repeat.
Complete agreement.
Yeah. Any other thoughts this week? Closing thoughts?
Well, thank you to our sponsors. Thank you to Boll & Branch. Sleep better at night with the softest sheets from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your first order when you use promo code CRAYCRAY at BollAndBranch.com. And thank you to HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/CRAYCRAY and use code CRAYCRAYFREE for a free breakfast for... Wait.
It says for life, but meaning
free breakfast for life. What are you committing me to here on this fucking plug?
It is a promotion that like as long as you have your active subscription, you're going to get a free breakfast item with every box. It's great. Oh. I got muffins and I got like these little egg bite things are really good.
Kim writes this shit for me, but there's no context at all. I'm like,
I'm sorry.
Free breakfast for life.
Thank you to Magic Spoon. You can go to magicspoon.com/craycray to grab a variety pack and try it today. Be sure to use promo code craycray. You can save $5 on your order. And of course, our longest sponsor, thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. Go to betterhelp.com/craycray, get 10% off your first month.
On Tuesday's premium episode, we will be covering Single Life episode, I think, 4?
Is it
3 or 4?
I was trying to, something.
90 Day Diaries and Prison Brides, which is absolutely absurd.
If you haven't watched Prison Brides, you're missing out. It's 90 Day and Love After Lockup Have a Baby.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I guess we'll be back next week covering episode 15, if you can believe it. This train's running for about 2 more months, so no end in sight.
Let's dance.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye, guys. Oi. Thanks for listening to 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen. You can follow us on Instagram and Threads at 90 Day Fiancé Cray Cray. Join our community of Cray Crays by subscribing to our premium podcast feed for $5, either on Supercast or Patreon by visiting realitycraycray.com. Benefits include 3 times the podcast content you get now, ad-free, covering all other 90 Day Fiancé content, and our listener-requested favorite shows outside 90 Day. Access to our members-only Facebook group with thousands of 90 Day fanatics, our podcast archives with over 600 episodes, all ad-free, and you can listen to all of that on your favorite podcast player. With an optional subscription add-on, you also get access to our long-form documentary podcast, D-Sides, where we cover the latest streaming documentaries. You're almost there, lazy. Go to realitycraycray.com and sign up literally in seconds if you use Apple Pay. All the links I've mentioned are in the show notes. Thanks again, and see you next week.